Unemployment ticks up, home prices soften, and Padres face a deadline. San Diego County's unemployment rate rose to 4.4% in June, up from a revised 3.9% in May, ending a six-month streak of improvement. The jump is largely attributed to seasonal factors. Teachers entering summer recess register as a statistical increase in unemployment, an effect that can move the county rate by half a point or more in a single month. The rate remains below last year's 4.7% and roughly in line with the national figure of 4.4%. The leisure and hospitality sector added approximately 2,500 jobs month over month, with lodging and food services accounting for more than 60% of that gain, consistent with summer tourism demand. The more structurally concerning element in June's data is the government sector, which shed 8,500 jobs over the past year, mostly at the federal level. San Diego's large federal employment footprint, spanning military installations, defense contractors, and federal civilian workers, means federal workforce contractions ripple through the local economy in ways seasonal tourism gains do not fully offset. The regional median home price fell to $1.02 million in July, down from a record $1.05 million in June, a 2.9% monthly decline and the fifth consecutive month of softening. Homes are still selling in roughly 23 days on average, suggesting demand has not collapsed. A separate S&P Cotality Case-Shiller report found San Diego home prices rose just 0.94% annually through May, while the region's inflation rate that same month was 3.8%, meaning home values declined in real, inflation-adjusted terms, even as nominal prices remained positive. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate stands at 6.76%, near a 12-month peak of 6.85%, leaving both buyers and sellers navigating a genuinely complicated market. The Padres lost 4-1 to the San Francisco Giants Thursday night, dropping to 55-54 and sitting two games behind the final NL wildcard spot, with the August 3rd trade deadline 3 days away. Rookie catcher Daniel Susak hit a two-run homer for San Francisco, and Robbie Ray won his seventh straight decision. Top prospect Ethan Salas recorded his first AAA hit with El Paso, an opposite field double. The team is simultaneously navigating a pending $3.9 billion franchise sale that requires approval from at least 22 of MLB's 29 owners and is not expected to be finalized before the deadline, though an owner's vote could come in early August. Moves made in the next 3 days will shape the franchise under incoming ownership.